Let's go to your next game. Stephanie, what is something you miss about the 80s?
I miss the movies.
The movies
in the 80s.
Like which one?
I just liked that you could like settle everything on the slopes, you know. It was a simpler time.
Yeah, it was a simpler time. Alyssa, what is something you miss about the 80s?
So I lived about 4 years of my life in the 80s, so I miss, you know, being coddled and catered to,
sure.
You know, basically 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Say?
Carried.
Yeah, shout out to my mom who's here. So.
That's nice. Well, the 80s were an eventful decade for Dallas. The city got a new mass transit system, faced financial challenges, built big buildings, and even bigger hair. Those things happened in the 1980s, and they also happened in the 1880s. So Jonathan and I will continue to draw those parallels in a trivia game about the 1880s called 80s Nostalgia. Stephanie, you won the last game, so if you win this, you are in the final round. Alyssa, you need to win this, or our intern will tell you what year she was born in. Makes everyone feel bad. All right, here we go. In the 1980s, Aerosmith's song Love in an Elevator was all the rage.
In the 1880s, the elevator was all the rage. Thanks to the development of very tall buildings, also known as what? Alyssa.
Skyscrapers.
That's correct.
Correct, yeah.
In the 1980s, TV audiences gawked at General Hospital's alliterative pair, Luke and Laura.
In the 1880s, live audiences gawked at the circus show produced by what alliterative pair? Stephanie.
Barnum and Bailey's?
Absolutely. Technically, it's Barnum and Bailey. I like that you made it like the liqueur.
Possessive.
In the 1980s, people were terrified by Stephen King's Cujo, a fictional dog with rabies.
In the 1880s, people were terrified by actual rabies until a vaccine was developed by what French chemist, also known for sterilizing milk? Stephanie.
Louis Pasteur?
You got it.
Yep. In the 1980s, Flashdance depicted the double life of a welder who was secretly a maniac on the floor.
In the 1880s, what popular book depicted the double life of a physician who was secretly a straight-up maniac? Stephanie?
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So obvious.
In the 1980s, popularity soared for the band AC/DC.
In the 1880s, popularity soared for AC as an alternating current during Thomas Edison's rivalry with which inventor? Alyssa.
That was a premature buzz.
But you're in.
Billy something.
Billy, it's... I know, yeah, it's...
No, it's Billy something.
I'm going to have to pass that one.
Stephanie, can you steal?
Tesla.
That's right. All right, this is your last clue. In the 1980s, Pictionary encouraged slapdash sketching.
In the 1880s, George Seurat's painting, A Sunday on La Grande Jatte, encouraged painstaking application of small dots of color, a style known as what?
Pointillism.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Never play Pictionary with Seurat. Takes forever.
Also, you have to stand way back to see what the hell he's drawing.
Exactly. Puzziger Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
We had two great contestants. Stephanie, congratulations. You've won both games, and you're moving on to the final round.
It's settled. Our finalists are Marcy and Stephanie, and they will face off in our final round at the end of the show. If you've been bragging about your trivia skills since the 1980s or even the 1880s, just go to amatickets.org to become a contestant. And coming up, we're going to fast forward to the 1990s for a game about boy bands with our special guest, Brooklyn Decker. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.